Cornell.
Mud. In red. That's all I can get at.
What about if you try it with six?
What's up there? Why, I don't know. Let's see.
See, and maybe you've heard about this. If you cook cornbread in the ashes of a fire,
it's okay. But you also call, maybe the dough, we call that okay too.
Did you ever hear it called ashes or ash cream? Okay. What do you call bread and loaves made out of quite flour?
Loaf bread.
Okay. And what do you call a round sweet pastry with a hole in the middle?
Donut.
And what about round flat cakes that you cook on a deep skillet and eat with syrup?
Round cake.
Okay. Do you have a name for meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Yes. Yeah. We call it fat meat.
Okay.
Some people call it white bacon. And we always call it fat meat.
All right. And what do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog dough or hog eggs?
Salad.
Okay. And what do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Well, I would call it a cheese.
Okay. How about the hard thing in the middle of a peach?
Kernel.
And what are the names of the kinds of peaches that come away from the kernel inside?
The what that comes away from the kernel?
The meat of a peach that comes away from the kernel.
Or a soft peach.
And how about the kind that sticks to the kernel?
Cracked peach.
Okay. And what are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
Oh, snap beans.
Okay, and how about some that do have to be?
Butter beans.
Okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips that you eat?
Greens.
And what about corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
Mutton bone.
Okay. And what do you call an animal that's black with a white stripe down its back? Smells terrible.
Yeah, I know. I call it a skunk.
You know from that experience?
Well, I've been around them, but I've never had it on them, thank you. I've been with people that have had it on them.
Love that feature. Horrible.
I think it would be terrible. Oh. You can't get it off, you just have to... you do get it off, but it's mighty bad.
I think it would just have to wear off.
No, you have to. You have to, you can do something. Sometimes you used to bear the clothes, but they're washing now.
What do you call another animal, a very small one, that often lives by water, and it can hop, and it also croaks?
Frog.
And are there different names depending on whether they live in the land or the water?
Yeah, toad frog doesn't live in the water.
Okay, which kind lives in the water?
Spring frog.
Is that the kind that makes a chirping noise?
Well, they do make a chirping noise, but I think there are other kinds besides. You know, there are many different kinds of frogs. I don't know how many.
Yeah,
when I was working in Sovereign County, that's the adjoining county, there was a man from National Geographic over there near the swamp that was studying the calls of frogs and all the habitats and everything.
Oh.
It was very interesting.
Yeah. Have you written it up?
I don't even did, but I never did.
what do you call ordinary worms that are used for fishing baits?
Fish worms, all I ever saw.
Okay, have you ever heard any names for especially large worms?
No.
Okay. And what do you call an insect that sends out light on and off?
Lightning bug.
Okay, how about an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings, big eyes?